If you have a passion for writing, journalism, broadcast media, or just want to try something new, we want to talk with you. The KYRS local news team produces local, independent news pieces every week, and there's always lots to talk about. We have openings for a variety of subjects, such as sports, politics, or arts and culture. You can visit www.kyrs.org and check out the volunteer section, or send us an email at news@kyrs.org for more information.
You're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM, and this is KYRS Local News Friday Evening Live. I'm Federica Brandy, and I'm joined by Christian Adams. Let's get into this week's stories.
Our first story comes from Marion. There are two firsts that the former mayor of Tacoma can take claim to. Marilyn Strickland, a Democrat from Washington, has distinguished herself as the first Korean-American woman to be elected to the House of Representatives since its inception in 1789. In addition, Strickland has African-American heritage and will be the first black female U.S. representative from our state. At the swearing-in ceremony for the 117th Congress, Strickland chose to pay homage to her Korean background by wearing a hanbok, a traditional two-piece long skirt with blouse, often put on for formal occasions. The new representative wrote on Twitter, quote, "As a woman of both Korean-American and African-American descent, it was deeply personal to wear my hanbok, which not only symbolizes my heritage and honors my mother, but also serves as a larger testament to the importance of diversity in our nation, state, and the people's house," end quote. Strickland's father was an African-American World War II and Korean War veteran who met her Korean mother while he was stationed overseas. From 2010 to 2017, Strickland served as the mayor of Tacoma. The 117th Congress is groundbreaking. It has more women elected as representatives than any other Congress in history. Federica?
Our next story comes from Marion. The 45th annual Bloomsday Race will have a different look this year. For the first time, the event will be held virtually due to the pandemic. Since 1977, Spokane's annual timed race, also called the Lilac Bloomsday Race, has been held on the first Sunday of May. Participants cover a 12-kilometer course. That's almost 7.5 miles. However, now that the event will be open to people from all over the world and rebranded as Bloom Day, or will be rebranded as Blooms Day worldwide, walkers and runners may tackle a course from any location they are at between April 30th and May 9th. Participants who finish the race will get much-loved T-shirts. To register and learn more about the Bloomsday Worldwide, log on to bloomsdayrun.org. They're also offering coupons for registering. Christian?
Our next story comes from Marion. The Northwest tradition of winter sport fishing will continue on Saturday, January 16th, with the annual Northwest Ice Fishing Festival. This is all happening at Sidley Lake in Oroville. The event kicks off with a 7 a.m. pancake breakfast at the Molson Grange, followed by fishing, kids' activities led by librarian Heather Burnell, and a crafts fair. There will be a silent auction to support both youths from the Feathers Barn and the aerator at Sidley Lake. The Joyful Thai restaurant will provide savory lunches and more. Go to the Oroville Chamber of Commerce website for details about this day and for registration information. Federica?
Our next story comes from Marion. Macy's in the Northtown Mall location will be closing soon. The retailer will have a clearance sale there starting this month for 2 or 3 months. A Macy's spokesperson said, quote, "The decision to close a store is always a difficult one, but Macy's Northtown is honored to have served our customers and the community for the past 27 years, and we look forward to continuing to do so at Macy's Spokane Valley," end quote. The closure is part of the retail giant's reconstructing plans announced recently. Macy's stores in Spokane Valley and Coeur d'Alene will remain open. The flagship Macy's store on 300 Pine Street in downtown Seattle shut its doors in February of 2020. At the time, no specific reason was given for the closure, but factors affecting the end of the 90-year run are thought to be the cost of doing business in downtown Seattle, along with safety issues, plus increases in online shopping, which has contributed to the decline of other brick-and-mortar retailers nationwide. Christian?
Our next story is from myself. Although some U.S. citizens have started receiving the $600 stimulus checks, there have been delays across the board for many others. According to CBS News, some people may have to wait until they file their taxes to claim it as a rebate. This is said to be caused by the IRS sending the stimulus checks to closed or invalid bank accounts. The IRS says that they're using the same information they used when sending the last payments back in May, and that many people have closed those accounts since. Quote, unfortunately, the IRS has confirmed that certain processing issues on their end will cause payment delays to many Americans waiting to receive the relief they're eligible for. It is estimated that the IRS has inadvertently sent payments to over 13 million bank accounts that are no longer open or valid, unquote, said a blog post by Mart Steber, the chief tax information officer at Jackson Hewitt. There has been much criticism toward the amount on the checks, with 59% of recipients saying they plan to use it for bills, 11% saying they'll use it for rent, and 10% saying they'll use it to pay credit card bills. This is according to a survey from Doxo, I'm not sure. The survey also notes that the typical mortgage in the U.S. is $1,200, while the average rent is $1,000. The $600 will cover roughly 2 weeks of a mortgage and a little over 2 weeks of rent. The $1,200 checks sent last May would cover 1 month of either. Federica?
And our last story for the evening comes from Christian. On Wednesday evening, a vehicle was from a parking...
stolen.
Let's back that up. Oh, okay. Sorry about that, folks. On Wednesday evening, a vehicle was stolen from a parking lot in Spokane Valley that had a two-year-old in the back. The boy was found safe at 8:46 p.m. when police announced it, according to KREM. An Amber Alert had gone out to smartphones a few times that evening concerning residents in the area due to them being rare. Quote, I was uneasy, unquote, said Mackenzie Adams, the Spokane resident. At 8:47 p.m., the Spokane County Sheriff's Office tweeted, quote, with a tip from an alert citizen, the stolen Chevy Suburban was relocated. The child was found unharmed in the vehicle and he is safe, unquote. According to KIRO7, a suspect has been detained. In other news, as of 2:30 p.m. this afternoon, Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account. Twitter Safety tweets, quote, after close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence, end quote. Christian?
In our final segment this evening, we have audio from Marion regarding Spokane County emergency management. Let me switch over to auxiliary real fast.
You're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM, and this is KYRS Local News. I'm Marion Chariton. The county is pulling out all stops to make sure there's enough help in Spokane for emergency management services if the COVID-19 pandemic gets worse. A mutated, more contagious strain of coronavirus, B.1.1.7, has shown up in Colorado, California, and Florida. Although the variant is not believed to be more deadly, it will increase the number of patients needing care in and out of the hospital. The Medical Reserve Corps of Eastern Washington helps with local and national disasters. Volunteers are needed to administer vaccinations, participate in community outreach programs like suicide prevention, and coordinate services with medical teams. The Corps needs doctors, registered nurses, medical health professionals, law enforcement, and will also welcome volunteers with no formal medical training. To learn how you can help in these challenging times, log on to the Spokane Regional Health District's website. Applications will take 2 to 3 weeks to process because a background check is required. The program is funded through a grant by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response. Marion Chariton for KYRS Local News.
Next week we'll have a story on the riots in D.C. We don't have anything this week. I tried to write something, but a lot of details are still developing, and it's been hard to find sort of concrete accounts of the event. So I'm going to let it develop a little more and see what we can sort of put together next week. KYRS exists because of the support of the public. We thank you for giving a little back and sustaining monthly support to continue independent music, local interest, and progressive news programming that is refreshing, engaging, and helps expand perspectives. Just text GIVE KYRS to 44321 and rest assured that you helped keep KYRS alive and on the air. If you have a passion for writing, journalism, broadcast media, or just want to try something new, we want to talk with you. The KYRS local news team produces local, independent news pieces every week, and there's always lots to talk about. We have openings for a variety of subjects, such as sports, politics, or arts and culture, whatever piques your interest. You can visit online at, or you can visit us online at kyrs.org. One moment, I'm turning the page. And check out the volunteer section, or send us an email at news@kyrs.org for more information. You've been listening to KYRS Local News. Make sure to catch our recap of the week, Friday afternoons at 4 p.m. You can also hear excerpts from this show Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7:58 a.m. You can also listen online at kyrs.org or at kyrslocalnews.podbean.com. KYRS Local News receives support from Atticus Coffee and Gifts, 222 North Howard Street in downtown Spokane, near the carousel and just down the block from their other store, Boo Radley's. Thank you for listening and supporting us. We hope you have an excellent weekend.